Born on the run, a new baby arrives to add to the growing number of Sudan refugees in Chad. The young mother says she was forced to flee after gunmen set her family home on fire in Tendelte. She later went into labor with no access to medical facility or staff.
I got no help from anyone except my mother and sister. That was on the day I gave birth.
The United Nations says among thousands of refugees who arrived in Chad are pregnant women and children whose conditions remain dire.
We are seeing, sadly, expecting a peak in malnutrition in a region which is already has very bad indicators for childhood malnutrition.
Aid agencies have promised to step up operations, but there isn't much to give. Conflicts elsewhere around the world have used up much funding from increasingly fatigued donors. This could mean tougher times for thousands who have crossed over into Chad and thousands more who are trying to leave Sudan. Shortly after the interview by Al Jazeera, ADRA's top administrator paid the newly born and his mother, Zamzam, a visit.
Not only the mother, but everyone will soon have access to medical care from our mobile clinic.
Zamzam and her child are lucky in comparison to the majority of Sudanese refugees in Chad. The not-so-lucky ones will have to wait on donors and their goodwill. For now, though, not much seems to be coming their way. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Kufurun.